Ralph pointed fearfully at Eric's face, which was striped with scars where the bushes had torn him. "How did you do that?" Eric felt his face. "I'm all rough. Am I bleeding?" The circle of boys shrank away in horror. Johnny, yawning still, burst into noisy tears and was slapped by Bill till he choked on them. The bright morning was full of threats, and the circle began to change. It faced out rather than in, and the spears of sharpened wood were like a fence. Jack called them back to the centre. "This'll be a real hunt. Who'll come?" Ralph moved impatiently. "These spears are made of wood, don't be silly." Jack sneered at him. "Frightened? Course I'm frightened. Who wouldn't be?" He turned to the twins, yearning but hopeless. "I suppose you aren't pulling our legs?" The reply was too emphatic for anyone to doubt them. Piggy took the conch.
"Couldn't we kind of stay here? Maybe the beast won't come near us."
But for the sense of something watching them, Ralph would have shouted at him. "Stay here, and be cramped into this bit of the island, always on the lookout. How should we get our food? And what about the fire?"
"Let's be moving," said Jack restlessly. "We're wasting time."
"No, we're not. What about the little ones?"
"Sucks to the little ones. Someone's got to look after them. Nobody has so far."
"There was no need. Now there is. Piggy'll look after them."
"That's right. Keep Piggy out of danger.
Have some sense. What can Piggy do with only one eye?" The rest of the boys were looking from Jack to Ralph curiously. "And another thing. You can't have an ordinary hunt because the beast doesn't leave tracks. If it did, you'd have seen them. For all we know, the beast may swing through the trees like what's-its-name." They nodded. "So we've got to think." Piggy took off his damaged glasses and cleaned the remaining lens.
"How about us, Ralph?"
"You haven't got the conch. Here."
"I mean, how about us? Suppose the beast comes when you're all away. I can't see proper. And if I get scared..."
Jack broke in contemptuously.
"You're always scared. I got the conch. Conch! Conch!" shouted Jack. "We don't need the conch anymore. We know who ought to say things. What good did Simon do speaking, or Bill, or Walter? It's time some people knew they've got to keep quiet and leave deciding things to the rest of us."
Ralph could no longer ignore his speech. The blood was hot in his cheeks.
"You haven't got the conch," he said. "Sit down."
Jack's face went so white that the freckles showed as clear brown flecks. He licked his lips and remained standing.
"This is a hunter's job."
The rest of the boys watched intently. Piggy, finding himself uncomfortably embroiled, slid the conch to Ralph's knees and sat down. The silence grew oppressive, and Piggy held his breath.
"This is more than a hunter's job," said Ralph at last, "because you can't track the beast. And don't you want to be rescued?"
He turned to the assembly.
"Don't you all want to be rescued?"
He looked back at Jack.
"I said before, the fire is the main thing. Now the fire must be out."
The old exasperation saved him and gave him the energy to attack.
"Hasn't anyone got any sense? We've got to relight that fire. You never thought of that, Jack, did you? Or don't any of you want to be rescued?"
Yes, they wanted to be rescued. There was no doubt about that. And with a violent swing to Ralph's side, the crisis passed. Piggy let out his breath with a gasp, reached for it again, and failed. He lay against a log, his mouth gaping, blue shadows creeping round his lips. Nobody minded him.
"Now think, Jack. Is there anywhere on the island you haven't been?"
Unwillingly, Jack answered.
"There's only... But of course, you remember the tail end part where the rocks are all piled up? I've been near there. The rock makes a sort of bridge. There's only one way up."
"And the thing might live there." All the assembly talked at once.
"Quiet! All right. That's where we'll look. If the beast isn't there, we'll go up the mountain and look.
And light the fire."
"Let's go. We'll eat first, then go."
Ralph paused. "We'd better take spears." End of Disc 3.